Yet there was something else about our man that kept our thoughts on him, and which keeps our thoughts on him still. He was there in the essential classic circumstance, man in nature, the man in the water. For its part, nature cared nothing about the five passengers. Our man, on the other hand, cared totally. So the age-old battle began again in the Potomac. For as long as that man could last, they went at each other, nature and man, the one making no distinctions of good and evil, acting on no principles, offering no lifelines, the other acting wholly on distinctions, principles, and perhaps on faith. Since it was he who lost the fight, we ought to come again to the conclusion that people are powerless in the world. In reality, we believe the opposite, and it takes the act of the man in the water to remind us of our true feelings in the matter. It is not to say that everyone would have acted as he did, or as did Usher, Windsor, and Skutnik. Yet whatever moved these men to challenge death on behalf of their fellows is not peculiar to them. Everyone feels the possibility in himself. That is the enduring wonder of the story. That is why we would not let go of it. If the man in the water gave a lifeline to the people gasping for survival, he was likewise giving a lifeline to those who watched him.